Blog Talk Radio.
Oh my God. And I know it's going to be some asshole in here. And I know it's going to be some smart asshole. So much to say in the club last night. What's good now?
Yo, this is fucking crazy. Dog, this is fucking crazy. Bro, I just checked.
Citrus.
Armand?
Let's see.
317-4683, you're live on the air. Hello? Okay. They're not ready. 754-3776.
Hey,
what's going on? Turn me down. Turn me down. Turn me down. Turn me down in the back. Turn me down.
I got you.
Okay, what's going on? Yes.
I just wanted say this. Serena is the side woman. We know this. However, my thing is, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. So she's doing more than Wendy Williams. So that's why she has all these gifts.
Well, what do you mean she's doing more than Wendy Williams?
She's laying with this big teddy bear man. He all on top of her sweating and stuff. She doing a lot of wifey duty. Trust me, she is. That's why he's over there. And she is making him feel youthful again. And I'm not condoning what she does because I'm a married woman of 30 years. And if my husband ever was to step out, y'all be talking about me.
Okay.
It won't be nice. My thing is, she needs to be smarter at this time because her money train is drying up. Her and Kevin, she should have beat Wendy to the punch and wrote a book about her own damn life instead of allowing Wendy Williams to put her life in her book and make all the money. It couldn't have been me because I would have been writing my own book, telling my own piece.
Carla, let me ask you something. Yes. Have you ever been a side B?
No, I never have because the.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like you coming from the
angle of the side woman. Is that how you got your husband?
No, I'm looking.
Okay.
No. That's not how I got my husband. My husband was free and single. I would never be a side chick because I like to be out in the front. You can't hide me. I'm too old to be hidden, or you got to be coming out after night. That's never been me, never will be me. However, I think that Wendy Williams' marriage part was over a long time ago. And like you said before, I think she was just putting up with a lot of Kevin's stuff. And like she mentioned in her first book, the baby will be a deal breaker for her. And he was out there, he was sloppy. And he allowed this lady to have his baby. That's what broke the camel's back. And if she wouldn't have had this baby, Wendy, I truly believe Wendy and Kevin would still be married on paper and business-wise.
But I agree.
That's my angle. But as for the young lady that has the baby, all that stuff she was, you just showed with her walking all fancy with all the Williams money on her neck and on her back.
Mm-hmm.
She needs to try to secure a little more money because that's getting ready to dry up. And I feel Kevin's going to be selfish. He's going to be controlling the little bit of money that he has left because they're not going to be able to spend like they were after this divorce settlement. That money is not going to be free out there like that.
Absolutely. Thank you, caller. Thank you, caller.
Thank
you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. Let's get into some things. We have a full list. We have a full lineup, so we can't be too long-winded, but we can get to it, okay? 562-7110. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. How you doing tonight, babe?
I am doing good. It's a lot going on. How are you?
It is. I'm blessed. Thank you so much for asking. This is Angel. I always call in, and you'll never remember me because you're shady. But,
the thing is, I don't fucking remember now. I feel so bad.
You know what? You just do me all wrong, so whatever.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Anyway, look. First of all, I watched the earlier live that you released, and I watched it right before this one came on, babe. So on that one, I noticed that there was a woman saying that she thinks that Serena was the side chick back in the day when they not the side chick, I'm sorry, but the third party in a threesome back in the day when they started messing around. And I think that was actually good that she pointed that out because – we know Charlamagne is involved. Charlamagne introduced her, blah, 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 blah. But still, we're left with how did this come together in this way?
Right.
Right. So there was a missing piece of the puzzle, and I really, you know, don't know if that caller is listening, but I did want to give her a shout out because that does make sense that potentially there was a threesome. And as we all know, with the dangers of threesomes with his, you know, two girls and a guy, well, the guy might continue liking that woman that you had the threesome with. So to me, that does make a lot of sense. And I know you always, all right, caller me because I end up taking too long. But don't all right caller me, all man. But
okay.
Really quickly, I do just want to point out that one thing I noticed about Wendy is it seems like her parents have been together for like all these years, and
mm-hmm.
you know, she grew up in a two-parent household, blah 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 blah. And in a way, I kind of feel bad for her in the position that she's in, because I don't think that she really knows how to be single. She's never been raised that way. In the household with which she grew up, it was always a two-parent household. And you know, when you get to women of a certain age and that
mm-hmm.
generation, there was a lot of spousal abuse. There was a lot of domestic violence, you know, people raised in the 50s, 60s, 70s, but they didn't have all the resources to get away as
mm-hmm.
women our age do now in like the 90s, the 2000s, blah, blah, blah. So it could be a situation where she could have been raised in that type of environment. Her mom always being with her father, being, you know, the submissive one, the father being the head of the household. I don't know,
right.
But to me, I do kind of see that where maybe she's not, when it comes to relationships, with the career, she's fine. But perhaps
yes.
when it comes to relationships, maybe she's not the quote-unquote modern woman. And just, you know, even before Kevin, we've heard stories about all these other boyfriends. It seems like
right.
she's the
yes,
type almost like Nicki Minaj, where she always got to be with a dude. Maybe that's the way her brain is trained in the environment with which she was raised. So that's all I wanted to pitch in tonight. But thank you so much for taking my call.
So
and thank
much.
You, everyone, for listening.
And thank you
all
for
right,
calling.
God bless you.
Thank you, caller.
Absolutely.
Bye.
Thank
Bye.
You. Bye-bye.
All right. Okay, so listen, I think that Wendy Williams had the threesome too, but I really don't think that Wendy Williams had the threesome with this woman. And I'm not here age shaming, but I'm like, okay, Wendy Williams, you're 54 years old. You're 30. Shireen is 33 years old. Kevin is 42. If this started 10 years ago, that means Shireen would have to be 23, because they say he's been cheating for 10 years. I don't know if this is the same one or what, but they met in like 07 sometimes. So it's been more than 10 years. But let's just say Shireena was 23 then. Wendy was 43. And Kevin might have been 32. I could see the 23 and the 32. I'm not really too sure if Shireena was down with the get down, having a threesome with Wendy at 42. And it was just a lot going on at 23 and 42. Because if that's the case, Shireena is a fast, nasty bitch. And I'm just like, girl. And Wendy, what are you doing having a threesome with a 22-year-old, allegedly? I'm not saying that Wendy is doing a threesome with Shireena. I don't know that. But I am not opposed to the idea that she had a threesome. Because like I told you before, in that interview that she did with Judge Mathis when he was gathering her, she told him that she has threesomes. I don't know if she was just being snarky or catty. But you know that old saying, there's a little truth in every joke. So in a joking way, she was like, yeah, we do have threesomes. And he was like, well, what does your husband do? She said, he watches. And Judge Mathis said, oh, I didn't know you were that low down. So I believe that they have had a threesome. Now, I haven't got all the way into her books, so I don't know if she's addressed any of that in her books, but it would be something interesting to, you know, talk about if, in fact, that they were having threesomes. And I like the other caller said, when you have a threesome with people, you know, threesomes open you up to a lot of things, whether you're gay or straight or whatever. You want to be careful with who you let into your relationship like that, because you just never know what's going to happen, because two people could have more chemistry than the other. And then they while you're at work, they could be hooking up. So then it's no longer a threesome. It's only a twosome. You know what I mean? It's kind of like that situation. Let's take some more callers. Shout out to Wow, this is our highest rated live. Wow, 1,759 live viewers. You guys are going to try to make me spin the goddamn wheel tonight. If you haven't done so already, please make sure you guys subscribe to the goddamn channel. We're truly the greatest show on YouTube. If you would like to become a member and visit us during our private live sessions, moderators, put that link in the comments. Also, if you would like to compete in our show and hopefully win the – it's a little dusty because this one is mine personally, but I'm going to get the winner one made. Our coveted award of Armand Listens to Your Music Live's Top Artist – is it upside down? We do the battle every Wednesday, so you can submit for a friend, a nephew, a grandson, a grandma. I know I have a lot of women that watch me. You know how we get down, ladies. We kiki and we carry, okay? So the link is in the comments if you would like that. You know, we listen to a lot of music here. We like music here as well. We support independent artists here, okay? So you can submit your music, and Wednesdays nights, we are listening to music, and we're giving away awards. Now, let's take another call. Let's see who's on the line. 248-7949, you're live on the air.
Hello, Armand. How are you, sweetheart?
Hello, how are you? I'm doing fantastic.
I'm doing great, too. I just wanted to say a couple things really quick.
Go ahead.
First of all, I just don't understand how one woman can do that to another woman.
Right.
Especially knowing that woman was married. I just really don't understand that. I would never do that to anyone because I wouldn't want that to be done to me. That is really painful to put somebody through that, you know, and for such a long mm-hmm. time. I feel that Wendy should have gotten rid of him years ago because they, mm-hmm. him and this side chick have been together for quite some time. You know, mm-hmm. and it's just really unfortunate. I feel that due to this, this has hurt Wendy. This has made her relapse. And it's just really unfortunate. And I would never say that I'm happy that somebody is splitting up. But, honey, I'm actually happy about this.
Yeah.
I am actually happy because I think Wendy is going to do better. I think not having to deal with this and getting rid of him is going to help her get clean and more than likely stay clean.
Okay.
You know, and as for the side bitch, I mean, I could never be nobody's side chick. I'm like really, really spoiled. Me and my husband have been together for 12 years, and I could never accept him being with somebody like that. And then knowing, to add insult to injury, then knowing that they're spending my money, he's spending my money on another bitch. No, honey, I can't do that. But the last thing I want to say is I really hope that the son can handle this because mm-hmm. that baby has been through so much over the years. And now, you know, even if she's not really close to her son, I'm sure he doesn't want his parents to split up. This is his first real year of college. This should be the happiest time of his life. And I really feel bad for him. So, you know, married women, you know, I can't tell anybody what to do, but don't settle for that. Your self-worth mm-hmm. is worth a lot more than you sharing a man with a side bitch and he's going to take your money and spend it on her. Oh, hell no. I would be in jail, honey. I'd be in prison.
Me too. Me motherfucking too. But listen, let's just call a spade. We got 1,762 people on here. One person, one of these motherfuckers on here is a side bitch somewhere in life. Can we just be real?
Oh, it's probably a few of them, honey.
You know,
it's probably a few of them online.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but I just wanted to say that. Thank you so much for taking my call. Honey, I always try to get through to you, and I usually have a lot of luck. I absolutely love your show, and I love your callers that call in, too. You guys are fantastic.
Thank you so much, love, and thank you for watching. And perhaps one day I'll have a TV show of my own.
Well, honey, you are on your way, and we will support you 100%. So much love to you, baby, and you have a great night.
Thank you. Bye. All right. Let's get into the thing. Let's continue the calls. Caller 469-9930. You're live on the air.
Wow. Hello, Carter, you have to be ready. We have over 1,800 people on the line. Are you ready? Okay, you're not ready. 317-4683, you're live on the air.
Hi, Amon.
Hey, what's going on, love?
I tell you, this is what I feel. It's crazy as hell. You know, it's bad enough if a man fuck around on you, okay? But you're going to give him permission. You're going to give him permission to do it. And what I mean by that, if you knowing that he got somebody else, you know he's going across the street, and you just sit back like ain't shit happened. She shouldn't even be at this point right now. You know what I mean?
What?
This could have been swept up under the damn rug.
Well, you think that she said it? Well, when did she? Oh, so you think that she knew this was happening for so long and she
just kind of sat
too long?
Exactly. Exactly. Come on now, Ma. A woman knows, especially a married woman.
Mm-hmm.
And you just gave him permission to sleep with you and her. That's all you did. And it's messed up. And it's sad to say it that way, but it's the truth. There's no way she didn't know. And now at this point. Oh, hell no.
Well, I think the issue is she didn't know how far it was going. She didn't know that the bitch was walking around with $5,000. She didn't know that the bitch was walking around with $5,000 Chanel bags and $1,200 track suits and $215,000 cars. Come on. And this bitch is a massage therapist with several, and mind you, and then he's bought her a house. This place that they live in Jersey, he bought her. They had a condo together. He bought her a full house down the street. She's only 33 years old. She's trying to do several businesses. She had a little kiosk in the mall. That didn't work out. She was a massage therapist. I really don't think that the bitch is working at all anymore. And she needs a new hairstylist because she's too young to look that old, okay?
She looked homely, and he looked like Gomer Powell.
Yeah, but she's really feeling cute and sexy here with Wendy's money on and the diamonds with this, with the black one.
But
she gets into the Rolls Royce. What you got to say?
But you know what? She ain't going to win. You mark my words. Mm-hmm. She's not going to win. And I'm with you. She knows what she's calling the daily vlog and everything else. She knows what she's doing.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, caller.
So I just say
bye. Okay. 201-3694. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on? We're getting into some things.
Yes, we are. We are getting into some things. I'm sitting here at work, guys. Listen, I love you. I love your show. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
And I watch you all the time. But anyway,
thank you.
While I was here at work, I was watching the Wendy Williams show, her Today show, and this is the first time I've ever seen Wendy this happy.
Happy.
She had a glow, and it was all because she dropped those divorce papers on him today. So she had this amazing glow, and when she first came, and she was throwing shade too, when she first came out, you know, they say, how you doing? And then she's like, every day is getting better and better. So
yes.
I don't think she's bothered by this. I don't think she's worried about this. She's been known about this for a very, very long time now because there's no way in heck she's not going to know that he was having an affair on her for 10 plus years. You know, they've been together
right.
for over like 26 years. So they know
mm-hmm.
each other from in and out, you know. And
mm-hmm.
I don't think she's bothered by this at all. I think at this point, she's like, oh, I'm free. I'm relieved. That's exactly what I've seen on her face all today on her show. And I'm happy for her. I'm happy that she let that weight off of her shoulders because that's a lot of baggage just to hold, you know, onto for so long. And she was just trying to be so loyal and dedicated to her husband and to the marriage.
Yeah.
But listen, sometimes
I want to be the first one.
I
want to be the first one to say that I am one of the biggest Wendy Williams fans. I get frustrated with her because I feel like she's very, very selfish and she's a little bit mean. But I will say,
mm-hmm.
I said this yesterday. I didn't think that she was that phased, as we all thought. Remember? I don't know if you watched yesterday, but I made that statement. I was like, I don't think she's as upset as people think that she is. She's really trying to find a way out. I mean, we're talking about a woman who had 2 5-month miscarriages, like, and just let that roll off off of her back. Like, she's not fazed by this as much as we think she is. It's more of the money and being strategic and doing it on her own terms, because Wendy Williams is a bit of a narcissist. So she doesn't want to feel like you're winning. She wants to feel like she has control over the situation. That's why I believe that Wendy Williams has a great relationship with the Daily Mail. The Daily Mail does their job. Wendy Williams, you know, her job is the media, so she understands. But the Daily Mail give her a heads up, like, hey, this information is coming out. Listen, this is Thursday. The Daily Mail has been following this for several weeks. This is not new footage that I'm showing you. This has been over the last few days. They could have been put this out. They gave Wendy the heads up, hey, it's coming out this day. What are you going to do? Make a move. They did that to her when the Sober House situation came about. So that's why she was able to get in front of it and admit that she was back at the Sober House. They gave her the same opportunity when it came to exposing Sharina and Kelvin. So she was able to get her lawyer involved and serve him the papers. And now you see later on in the day, the story broke. They had that story waiting to break all day long. But Page Six
all day
had
long.
Broke the
divorce. I mean, you know, they've known about this for weeks. Exactly how you said, they've known about this for weeks. And on top of that, if we really watch, because I'm a faithful Wendy watcher too, but I've stopped watching her because she hasn't been real with us, and we've been riding with her since day one.
Mm-hmm.
So if you really watch the shows, there was this one interview I would never forget with Tamar, and this is after Tamar and Vince had filed for a divorce, and she was saying how she found love again, and the look on Wendy's face, and she started crying at that point because she wanted out. She knew she wanted out. So this is stuff this stuff has already been boiling up and piling up. So just like what you said, the stories and all that, they already knew this was going to happen. That's why she said, I'm going on a hiatus again and all this other stuff. Also, too, you know, being from – because I was a domestic violence, survivor. So
shout out to that.
I get where she's coming from. You know, I get where she's coming from, where she felt very stuck. So being that she thinks very strategic, sorry, I'm saying it wrong, but being that she thinks, you know, she thinks as she does, I'm glad that she did go into that sober house, because that was the only way out. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Kevin, you know, he can be, or Calvin, whatever his name is. And he's a very dangerous man, and his name rings bells, you know what I mean? So I think that how she did it and how she moved was the right way to move. And us Jersey girls, we always bounce back, baby. So she ain't worried about it. Trust and believe me, we're going to see a new Wendy. We're definitely going to see a new Wendy. But I have a question for you.
Okay.
Do you think that she reached out to Charlamagne to talk or to apologize or to
I wouldn't, and I don't think she does. I don't think she reached out to Charlamagne now, and I don't think that she really has to at this point, because Charlamagne, honestly, at this point, he's speaking out now, and it's kind of kicking her while she's down, kind of thing, because Charlamagne obviously is upset. He likes Wendy, but he's kind of kicking her while she's down, and Wendy, she's watching everybody that's kicking her while she's down, and she's very guarded like that. So she's probably never going to still speak to Charlamagne again, and if she does, it won't be publicized. And I feel like she knows that Charlamagne probably will write it in a book or tell somebody that she's reached out, so she'll probably just won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Because if she does, she will want it to be more private, and she doesn't want it to be like a big spectacle of things. But he'll probably publicize it in some way.
Mm.
But thank you, caller.
Well, it was good talking to you. I know you have a lot of callers.
Yeah,
but,
we have a lot of
Jersey
people on here.
There was a lot of people that was calling in from Jersey, so shout out to them. They always watch
you. Shout out to Jersey.
We always watch you. We love you.
I can't. You know what? Jersey, I thought I was going to move to Jersey. I thought I liked Jersey until I realized when you go to New Jersey, you can't pump your own gas. I've never heard of that shit before. I don't like it.
Listen, it's
I'm
lovely.
Not a one-time
it's
kind
lovely.
Of person.
I'm not an on-time kind of person, so sometimes I don't have time to be waiting for a motherfucker to pump the gas and just to do the same shit I can do. But, yeah, shout-out to Jersey.
Well, shit, that's what the whore's for.
Thank you, caller. Bye.
All right, love you. Good night.
All right. Area code 650-1287. You're live on the air. Okay, not ready. So, speaking of this, let's take a quick break really quick. I just want to say shout out to the two, how many people? We got 2,050 people watching the show right now. This is the highest record breaking show that we've had. Wow, wow, wow. You guys are trying to take all my goddamn money because we might have to spin the motherfucking wheel. Can I just celebrate for a second? Come on, we got 2,000 people watching. This is the first. I've never had this before. Hey. Hey, come on. Okay. All right, back to the regular shit. I'm sorry. I know y'all want to talk. Okay, I just was excited. Okay, let me just have that moment. Shout out to my girl, Don Michelle, for the super chat. But, okay, we're going to get back to the gossip. Sorry, guys. I just had to, you know, that was the first. If you haven't done so, please like, share, and most importantly, subscribe if you would like to become a member for our members' lives on, for our members' only live streams. Moderators will put the links in the comments. And if you or someone you know like to do music, we have a competition every Wednesday. Armand listens to your music live. And if you have any tips, any leads, any gossip, any stories you would like me to cover, email me at thearmandwigginshow@gmail.com. Also, you can DM me on Instagram at thearmandwigginshow where we get into some motherfucking things. Let's continue the conversation. Wendy Williams and the side bitch, they are spending Wendy's money. Area code 978-8025. You're live on the air.
Hi, Armand.
Hey, what's going on, Bill?
Oh, nothing much. I just got home. I'm so happy that you're live. I've been waiting for you to go live.
Yeah, so let's talk about it.
I'm just going to say this. I was really, really happy when I found out that she – my friend's dog is loud. So I was really, really happy when I found out that she was separating from her husband because at one point I started to really feel like she wasn't going to do that, like she was really going to let this man completely end her career. So I'm really happy that she finally got up the nerve to do that today.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What do you think about it? Like, I'm happy for her.
I'm happy for her. I think this is going to be a messy situation, I think it needs to happen. And also, a lot of people were asking me, where do I think that Wendy's going to go after this? How do I think it's going to affect the show? Here's the thing. I think Wendy might get renewed for maybe two more seasons because she's a hot topic right now. She might get renewed for two more seasons, maybe four at the max. I don't see her going past four new seasons, two at the max. And after that, I think that Wendy will go, she'll release her book and maybe she'll do some podcasts. And the podcast, Wendy, will be great because she'll be able to be ruthless.
I honestly think she's going
to
last longer. I think after she separates from her husband, I think she's going to be more freer to say certain things she's never said, to do certain things. So don't be surprised if you see her show getting renewed for 10 more seasons.
Only reason why I'm like, okay,
really
I'm looking
like
at
her
age.
Her husband was a hindrance. And I feel like she was kind of uneasy, didn't know where her career, how it was going to go. But now she has full reign. She's dropping the dead weight. I personally believe that's what she's going to do. This woman is worth a lot of money. This woman is a very, very serious hot topic. She can use that to her advantage. She's one of the only black women who is a television host right now. Oprah's not doing it. So I really do feel that Wendy Williams, this is actually going to help her success rise. And I do feel that she's going to have her show last a bit longer after this.
Okay. Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Armand. You know
I love you for
you.
Calling in. And yes, I'm not drinking our favorite juice. I got your email about the Simply Lemonade.
Yes,
I love that.
Oh, my God, I'm drinking it right now. You and I are such alike. And I want to say one last thing. Please do a show where you let callers call in and just mention random things to you, because there's a lot of stuff I want to say to you, but I can't. Because it's not related to this.
Well, yeah, we do that on our Members Live, Members Only Live. That's when we can get into that. Yes, Members Only.
So how do
Thank
I join
you.
Your Members Only Live?
You have to become a member of the channel.
I am. All right, I'll do that. Okay, I'm on. I love you. Bye.
But the link will be in the comments. If you have an iPhone, you'll have to go through it through like the browser. Okay. But yeah,
okay.
They'll put the link
in
the comments
right
now to join. All right. Bye.
Okay. Cool. Bye.
Yeah. So private videos, things like that. It's members only. Members only, and that's where we do like you can talk about anything, get into any topic. But members only. That's once a month where we get into that, okay? Those are for my members. Okay. All the way from the 313-7014, you're live on the air.
Hi, and congratulations.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good.
Okay, first, I just wanted to put out that I don't want her to change. Everybody keeps saying she's a little mean, but she's really, between you and her, the only ones that keep it real. And Jason Lee. I like Jason Lee, too. The only ones that keep it real and stick to y'all gut, you know, and stick to y'all opinion. I like that about her.
Thank you. I like that about Wendy, too.
I do. I think she knew the whole time. I think she was waiting on her son to, like, go to college and kind of get it together. I think the main thing that hurt her was the baby, because I remember she was talking about how when she was pregnant, she had a hard time having her son.
Mm-hmm.
How she always wanted a daughter, and for that lady to have a daughter, I do think that hurted her, but I think she was already, she do too many hot topics and see this too much to go out looking like a stupid bitch.
Right.
I think she's going to set it on fire, and I can't wait.
So how
to
do you feel about the side chick? I want to know, what do people think about the side bitches willy-nilly with this lady husband and ignoring it, like paying it, like it's not a big deal?
You know what? She getting so many benefits, I feel like she's not going to speak out right now. I feel like once it stops coming in, that's when she'll speak out. Once the Kevin dude cut her off, that's when she'll speak out. But I did want to ask you, like, as far as, like, he hitting Wendy, do you think that he hit the side chick too?
I don't think he hit her yet, you know, because here's the thing. When you're the side chick, it's more of the fantasy. I think it's going to be a situation when she becomes the main chick, because he's not going to care about her anymore, because he's just going to cheat on her, because then it gets boring. It's fun now because, you know, he still has his wife. But, you know, once she becomes the main chick, and mind you, she has this baby, you can tell that this woman is emotional as well. She's been linking all this information to the Daily Mail. So this bitch is looking for some type of clout and attention. I mean, you're talking about a 33-year-old woman that's not even allowed to have an Instagram or a Facebook page. 33 is not old. This is a young woman who can't even be on social media or have fun and take selfies because she's sleeping with a married man. On top of that, it's a famous person's man. You get what I'm saying? So once this divorce is final and she's all his forever, and he has, obviously, she's a massage therapist. She doesn't have any money. So all the money's from him. So it's clear that Kevin is a control freak. I mean, look how long he's had Wendy wrapped up. So he's controlling everything. So then once it gets tight and Wendy is gone, and so he doesn't have her money plus his money, then it's all of his money. Money starts to get funny and things will start to get changed. So that little 33-year-old cunt that you thought so pretty and so smooth won't be so nice and so sweet anymore. So then she'll probably get a left hook and a right hook sometimes too.
Hey, that's karma for you. I do feel like he's gonna get a nice penny, but as long as she, like the last caller said, rejuvenated and have that negative energy and have that negative person as much out of her, like, life as possible, that's more than any money you can, you know, that's priceless to me. Anyway.
Yes. But thank you, caller.
You're welcome. Congratulations.
Shout out to the 313. Thank you.
Hey.
All right, so we're going to take a couple more, then we're going to move on, okay? Area code 226-1214, you're live on the air. Okay, not ready. Okay, you got to be ready. 347-2926, you're live on the air.
Hi, Ma, how you doing?
Hey, shout out to you, what's going on?
Shit, Wendy, give me $5,000 and a sandwich and a Pepsi and watch me beat
what?
That bitch ass.
Oh, okay. That, ooh.
Word. Okay? She first of all, she knew damn well what she was doing. You sleeping with a married man.
Period.
You crossing lines and then period. And then you out in the open with it. Like,
uh-huh.
You don't really care. Like, you, like this lady don't have a son that's in college, can't focus. You never know what he's going through, what's going through his mind right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, she got some dinner, but then she think that it's not going to come back to her. What you do comes right back to you. Wendy's not stupid. She know exactly what she's doing. She know exactly what she's doing. Kevin, he's just a desperate-ass old man. He want to be Jay-Z and Beyonce. You know, Jay-Z had a young girl, so everybody wanted to be like that Jay-Z and Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? And he had a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he played himself. Shireen ain't no damn Beyonce. Shit. If anything, you got a wife already. Wendy Williams don't look bad. She
no,
looks
she
good
don't.
For herself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So for him to go out and try to play her like that, he played himself. He played himself.
I feel you on that. And
he's
I
soon
love
gonna
Wendy.
Be, he's soon gonna be, that's right. He's soon going to be walking with a cane because he played himself. And let me tell you, Shireen is going to be the old lady. He's going to get somebody younger than her.
Absolutely. But tell me more about this Pepsi. All it takes is the $5,000 and a Pepsi and you'll beat a big chad?
Hey, give me a sandwich and watch me beat that bitch ass. Because I love Wendy Williams. She's a sweetheart.
You heard that, Wendy?
She's
I know
a
you
hustler.
Listen, Wendy, I know you watch the show, girl. Listen, it's been my dream. It's been my dream. And no, Wendy. Oh, thank you, Carla. Thank you. I got to talk to Wendy right now. Thank you
You're
so
welcome.
Much. Goodbye.
All right.
Listen, Wendy, I know you watch the show, girl. I have your book here because I was trying to get so much. I'm so fascinated with your career. I love your interviews with Howard Stern. You know, it is my dream one day to come to your show before you end up leaving the show. And I'm so glad that you decided to leave, Kevin, because it was my fear that I wouldn't make it because I thought that you were going to end up passing away because of the stress, girl. But my whole thing is this, Wendy. I know you don't do hugs. I know you don't do any of that because for whatever reason you have this weird tick about you. But girl, I'm a super fan. Love, 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 love you. Hopefully one day we will meet. That will be my one dream and one goal, to have a conversation with you and sit with you and kind of banter with you. Because there's some things that you've said, and I'm like, girl, I'm really not feeling that. But at the same time, I would like to get into your head. So shout out to you. I'm so glad that you're moving on. I really love you from the core of me, because I understand the work that you do, and I appreciate the hard work and dedication. Let me tell you how hard this woman works. This lady does not even like to miss a day of work, not only because she wants this career, but just because she is dedicated to going to work. This is a woman who has went through college. And really sits there and understands business, and she's very smart. And so that's one thing that I really admire, I really respect, and I really like about her. Contrary to what people may say, she's messy, whatever. A lot of us are messy. We just had 2,000 people on here listening to this show. So there's a lot of people that's messy, but I like her because she was able to infiltrate something and start something that many of us have come to follow and become iconic in doing so. She has created a lane for herself by giving her opinion and built a $6 million empire doing so. And listen, and is one of the only black women, the only black woman I know that is on Fox daytime TV giving her opinion, getting paid for it. You get what I'm saying? There's no white woman on there, and she's solo. Not sitting with a panel, so this is not The View, this is not The Talk, it's not The Real. It's the Wendy Williams Show. It's her by herself. She's doing her thing. Compared to whatever you may think about her, it takes balls to sit up there in front of millions and millions of people every day and do the job that she does and act as though she's bigger than a person, because she's a person just like you and I. She be watching this. She has a husband. She goes through hurt. She goes through miscarriages and drama in her life. So it takes a big person to stand up and that, and then do it as a live show,
You know, I have a lot of respect for her in that regard. So shout out to you, Wendy. I hope everything works out well for you. And, you know, stay sober, sis. Let's take another caller. 318-0866 live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
What's going on?
How you doing, honey?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing just fine. Okay, so, like, on one hand, I commend Wendy for keeping it together for this long. I mean, knowing that this man has really been messing around with this woman for all these years, you know what I'm saying? And she finally reached, you know, her breaking point. But then at the same time, you know, like, I give her the side eye because it's like you really allowed this to go on with all knowledge of this. It's like my thing is that, okay, like, I get that us as women, you know, like, we could take a lot of shit, but, baby, if that be me,
yes,
I would be serving life in prison because I could not do it.
Absolutely.
I could not do it. You know, because, I mean, it's like my thing is like, you have to literally, like, ask yourself, like, what is it? I mean, aside from you know, them sharing, you know, like, the business and everything, what is it that's really going on that really, like, she allowed this to keep going on for this long?
Well, I think that it was a part of the fact that any person, like, if you're in a relationship, you feel what I'm saying, you don't want to leave. I mean, she's been with this man for 22
True.
Years. Think about if you had a business venture and this man kind of helped you and was there for you. Like, she came from a family where she didn't have a lot of support, where they would tell her that she talked
right.
too much and talked too loud and talked too fast, where you found this man that was kind of like, you know, let's help you get to the next
you
level.
Know, he pretty,
you know what I'm saying?
He pretty much listened to everything that they said. But he was pretty much the supporter in everything that they saw that she could
right.
do.
Right.
You know, it's a fucked up situation all the way around. And, like, and for this bald-headed bitch to be walking around, like,
right.
like, everything is all Peachy King and hunky-dory, like, bitch, you literally, like, yo, like, bitch, you slime. Like, dead-ass, you slime.
Like,
and
she's
like,
driving
like,
the car. She's got the Chanel bag.
Right.
She's got the diamonds. Like, girl, you know this bitch is on it. This bitch is not superhuman. She sees this too. That's what's crazy to me. Like, are you like this bitch is probably online right now? Like, it's crazy.
And it's like you really have to ask yourself, like, bitch, you really have no soul and you have no morals. You really don't. Because it's like, I mean, like, I know, like, back in the day, like, you know, like when. You know, like when the old grandpas or the players back when, you know, at least when they had an outside baby, you know, on their wife, you know, it was with a bitch across town that didn't nobody fucking know about until that motherfucker died.
Right.
Whereas this bitch is just, you know, hey, you know, Kiki laughing and, you know, just doing it up, just all out in the open, like, bitch, man, you know what, Wendy, baby, if you're listening to this, holler at me, baby, from Louisiana. Hey, I can monkey stomp that bitch for you if you want.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Armand.
Yes, God, a monkey stomped that bitch. Okay, we can't be so vulgar. You know what I'm saying? We'll take a couple more callers. We have way too many callers in the queue. Let's take one more, and then we're going to wrap up. 716-2434, you're live on the air.
Hi, Armand. How are you doing?
I'm overly exceptional. How are you?
Listen, the show is fire tonight, okay?
Thank you, baby.
I'm calling from all the way from Rockport, New York, and my name is Anisha.
Hello, Anisha. Let's get into it.
Listen, we've been waiting on this thing to come out, Armand, because I called him before and I had a conversation about this Wendy thing a long time ago. Not too long ago, but this Wendy is so strategic, it boggles my mind. Like, this woman, as much as she might be hurting and as much as she might be going through it, because at the end of the day, she's woman first, I feel like Wendy and her husband been separated, like,
okay,
on some real level stuff. No, I'm not. And I think that he tried to buy his way back into her life with that watch or whatever he bought. But Wendy ain't going to give nobody her secrets. You know what I'm saying? For free.
Right.
So that's why I say she's strategic now. Whitney ain't stupid. Y'all don't understand. Whitney trying to still get that bag. So she going to do what she got to do to secure another, you know, renewed season of her show or two or three.
Mm-hmm.
She's not about to sit back and show y'all no sweat. She's not about to sit back and sweat for nobody, for no blogger, for nobody. She letting y'all know. So now for this to come out like this, I'm like, Wendy, you just hit the, you're the headline right now. You are the headline.
Yes.
You are a bad bitch. You are a bad bitch, okay? And for people that are really true Wendy followers, right now, just watching your show, I'm so hyped on this.
Yes, yes, we are. Listen, it's hype over here. Come on.
Let me tell you, let's speak on this thing now. Wendy, as a matter of fact, I'm not going to get too deep, but I need to see a new man in her life. How about that?
Oh.
Drop the bomb for that one. How about that?
Yes.
I'm gonna
thank you, caller. Thank
that
you.
Bag. But goodbye. Good night.
Bye. Good night. Last caller, 900735, live on the air.
Yo, what's up? I'm rolling with the side piece.
Hold on. If you're coming over here to troll, I'm about to hang up on you. What you say? You serious or you just trying to be funny?
I'm 100% serious. You told us you got to be one person rolling with the side piece. I'm with the side piece.
Why?
Wendy knew about this all along, man. So, you know what I'm saying? Good for the side piece. She took advantage of an opportunity.
Okay. So you think since Wendy allowed it for so long that the side piece should get some money?
I actually think it was an arrangement, if you want to know the truth, man.
Okay, well, elaborate a little bit on it. How does that work? How do you think that this got arranged, and what was in the deal?
I'm not in their household, man, but it's stuff like that happens all the time, man. Wendy probably was down for it. So, you know, it's all good. And then why everybody keep talking about this man is spending her money? He's been managing her for almost 10 years, man. So I'm sure he's getting at least 15%.
Well, because rumor has it that allegedly the side piece has been wanting him to leave Wendy Williams because, you know, you can tell that this bitch is obviously wanting to be no longer be secret. But the issue is Kevin didn't want to leave Wendy because he could not afford himself and the side piece because Wendy was paying all the bills. This is what sources are saying, that he told Sharina that he cannot leave her. He can't leave Wendy.
Man, that's all speculation. Bruh has been managing her career for over 10, 15 years. He's been probably making at least 10%, 15%. If she's worth $60 million, I'm pretty sure he got a good $10 to $15 million.
Okay, so what happens after they dissolve the show, they do the divorce, he'll have his money. But if he's buying cars every week and frivolous things, he's going to run out of that money. Wendy Williams will continue to make money.
Yo, with $15 million, if he has the right people behind him, he can invest that money, do new ventures just like Wendy can, man. He can stretch $15 million.
Are you Kevin's son or are you Sharina's cousin or brother or anything like that?
No relationship, man. No relation, man. No relation.
Okay, thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye. Yep, sounds like he has a side piece on the cool. Okay. Niggas ain't shit, but hold the tricks. All right, guys, listen, it's been a phenomenal show today. We're going to have to wrap this thing up. We have 19,000, I'm not 19,000, I jumped out the window, but one day maybe we'll have 19,000 people, 1,900 people. But we reached an all-time record today with over 2,000 people on this live stream. I want to shout out to every last one of you. Thank you guys all for those who have became members of the show. We will do a members-only live stream.